Musician Sonia de Leon de Vega was once told that a woman could never be a conductor. In response, she formed her own ensemble, the Santa Cecilia Orchestra, named for the patron saint of music. As music director and conductor, de Leon de Vega is using the Los Angeles-based orchestra to draw Latino families into concert halls. NPR's Mandalit del Barco has her story.
Outside the concert hall at Occidental College in L.A.'s Eagle Rock neighborhood, children are invited to test out the instruments the Santa Cecilia Orchestra will play later.
Go up and down. There you go.
Nice long, remember?
8-year-old Alexa Medina Rodriguez says she and her family have never before been to an orchestra concert. She heard about Santa Cecilia's free shows when some of the musicians visited her school.
I brought my dad, my stepmom, my sister, my brother, and my sister's cousin.
The children are bringing the parents.
Conductor Sonia Marie de Leon de Vega.
What's happening on stage is wonderful, but another thing that's great at our concerts is what's happening in the audience. Our audience is about 80-85% Latino and families at concerts.
That's how it should be, she says.
In Mexico, you go to Palacio Bellas Artes in Mexico City, people are there on a Sunday afternoon with an entire family, grandchildren to grandparents. I thought, wow, I would love for that to exist back home.
So in 1992, she founded the Santa Cecilia Orchestra. The 85 musicians are paid professionals who play with other symphonies and in Hollywood studios. De Leon de Vega started with $2,000 of her own money and now has a staff of three. Her orchestra has played in concert halls, amphitheaters, and at universities all over her adopted home of Los Angeles. De Leon de Vega was born in San Antonio, Texas, to a Mexican-American showbiz family. Her mother was a dancer, singer, and actress, and her father sang and played guitar in a trio.
He was a wonderful singer, very handsome man also. I remember being very little and hiding behind the couch and pretending to conduct while he was having his rehearsals with his fellow musicians.
When she was 5 years old, De Leon de Vega began playing piano. By then, the family had moved to the Echo Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. She recently went back to her old elementary school to talk to the kids about music.
I played in the schoolyard and walked these halls, and it was always, even at that age, I had a really strong feeling to one day come back. And I thought, I will never forget what this is like, being a child.
As a little girl, she says, music was her refuge.
I was definitely, you know, the nerd and the person that the bullies would pick on. I was actually beat up numerous times in this school. And I was very shy. I was very quiet. I just wanted to go back home. You know, and I think music saved me.
She eventually became a piano major at California State University, Los Angeles, where one of her professors encouraged her to take up the baton. But a well-known conductor she doesn't want to name told her to quit.
He said a woman will never be allowed to conduct a symphony orchestra on stage in our lifetime. That will never, ever exist. Of course, I couldn't believe that. It just discouraged me for about a minute, and that was it.
De Leon de Vega began guest conducting. She invited her father to go with her on one gig to Rome to fulfill his last wish to visit the tomb of Santa Cecilia. After he died of cancer a few weeks later, she started putting together her orchestra.
He always prayed to Saint Cecilia before he sang. And in his honor, I named it after the patron saint of music. And she was Roman, so the name is Cecilia. And we have a Spanish name too, Orquesta Santa Cecilia.
The Santa Cecilia Orchestra has introduced its audiences to the music of such Latin American composers as Arturo Márquez of Mexico and Argentina's Astor Piazzolla. To build those audiences, she launched her Discovering Music program, where musicians visit local public schools. 8-year-old Luna Castillo and 10-year-old Jennifer Roberts were inspired to come to the concerts.
It was like heroic music. The sound was like serious.
I'm just blown away every time.
Conductor Sonia Marie de Leon de Vega says music does more than just teach rhythm or melody.
I believe that if a child holds an instrument, like these students that we've given violins and lessons, they will not take a drug. They will not hold a gun. It's that powerful.
De Leon de Vega says she once got an email from a girl who watched her conduct a Brahms symphony.
And she said, "I am a gang member, and I have never gone to a symphony concert before. And I have never felt any emotion before, anything nice about anyone." She said, "But this music touched my soul."
And that's what Sonia Marie de Leon de Vega hopes to do for every young Latino in Los Angeles. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.